this is Mark Squibb of the Avalon Community and Culture blog. Today I want us to think about community events and newsworthiness. Are community events really newsworthy? Are some events newsworthy while others are not? What makes an event newsworthy? We said last week that news was information that was timely, important, or interesting. And these are our news values. They're factors that we use to determine whether news is news. They should be applied to every story. So let's think about how this relates to community events. By way of example, a popular band performing at a local venue might be important, but it's not particularly interesting. Bands travel and they perform, that's their job. But a local musical group performing a benefit concert for a community member battling cancer is interesting. It's interesting on a human interest level, and it's a story that people are likely to read, whether they know those involved or not. Another example, a local group, such as a seniors club, hosts a party for one of its members. It's not a good news story because it's only important to a small group of people. However, if that group was to have a benefit party in support of the local library, then the story would become interesting. Why? What makes the difference? Because the newest story affects the community. It has a much wider reach than just a private party. Public festivals and competitions, such as the Kiwanis Music Festival, are often newsworthy simply on the sheer number of participants involved. Community events, such as parades and ceremonies, are important news events because they concern public matters, and time is of the utmost importance for these kind of stories. People expect to be able to read about public events and to see pictures from these events on the same day, so editors often push for same-day online publication. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast, and tune in next week for a study on the different mediums we use to convey the news. Mark Squibb, signing out.